Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll talk about the evil on the Academy wards in a little bit. Last week, on Friday, talked about the balloon flying over this country. They shot it down after it had completely gone over the country, reached the Atlantic, then they shot it down. Wasn't accidental. This was allowed by this administration. Then they shot down another one of these balloons, Chinese balloons, that was getting ready to cover the friendly sky, the unfriendly skies of Ukraine. It was shot down before it was able to fly over or drift over that area. It was shot down. So what are the Chinese up to, and why would this country allow the balloon to travel west to east, then shoot it down, but not travel west to east over Ukraine? There was also an earthquake earlier today in Turkey, and it was on the border of Turkey and Syria. It was very severe. I've been watching some of the Twitter views, and they are suspecting there are about 10,000 people dead. I would suspect 100,000. There were apartment units that just would crumble, just like the trade centers came down, just like that. But some of them came, crumbled halfway, and then set and didn't continue. The earthquake was very devastating. Others, these buildings went flat to the ground. Others, they began to crumble and then stop and lean to the side. Now, there is talk that this was not just a natural event, but rather there was a gentleman by the name of Frank Hoogerbeets, and before this earthquake took place, he has a site, SS Geos, and he watches what happens as far as weather patterns, solar system, what happens in outer space. And he predicted basically that there would be a big earthquake right in this area. He predicted this on Friday, or it would be further to the east and north in China. Well, this one hit where he figured it would hit. He said one of the prime times would be on the 6th of this month. Well, it hit. The way the moon, sun, planets would line up, there would be I would call it a gravitational pull. Well, sure enough, it happened. Now, he is suggesting that he had prior knowledge that this administration in America was preparing to strike Turkey with the HAARP earthquake weapon. We've discussed this, I've discussed this, others have discussed this in the past. Sumatra may have been an earthquake weapon. In Japan, when that tsunami hit, it may have been an earthquake weapon or an atomic bomb, which triggered the shift on the plates. Fukushima. Well, he has said that he believes that he had prior knowledge that this may be an earthquake triggered by HAARP. Why would the U.S., the powers in this country, trigger an earthquake if they did? One reason would be because Turkey had made it very clear to the United States that Turkey is lining up with Russia and the Russian policies and has deviated from the blessing and the direction that the United States would like all those countries north of Israel into that area between Israel and Russia. They would prefer and even demand that these nations would not work with Russia. That would be one reason. Syria also, because Russia does have a great relationship with the Syrian president, and not so much maybe with some of the Islamic terrorist groups that are supported, like ISIS, created by America, by Obama. So there would be different reasons why the United States would want to punish Turkey, Syria, nations in that area that aren't going to go along with America's desires. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hello, Kathy here from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. Here's another maintenance tip for your dishwasher. Always turn the hot water on at the sink before turning on your dishwasher. Every now and then, check under the dishwasher and sink for leaks. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
At Mile High Cruise Planners, traveling is their passion and their area of expertise. See how their experience, travel knowledge, and preferred access to special offers can lead you to a stress-free vacation plan. Mile High Cruise Planners is a top-rated travel agency operating in Johnstown, Colorado. For all your travel needs, call 970-578-9779 or visit milehighcruiseplanners.com.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was. That was on my watch. Yeah, I said, does anybody really know what time it is?
down the street one day.
Okay. We have two, accidentally have two tracks running at the same time. But what time is it? Does anybody know, really know what time it is? Last week, on Friday, I was going to present something to the audience, and I'm going to present it now. And what I'm going to present is that there is an afternoon school Satan club for kids in Virginia, which upset the locals. The original sponsor of the after-school Satan's Club in Chesapeake has recently withdrawn their name from the application for the club through the paperwork. Though the paperwork has already been submitted to the school district, the upcoming launch of an after-school Satan Club, you're hearing it right, an afternoon Satan Club at the B.M. Williams Primary School in Chesapeake, Virginia, elicited concerns from the local parents, some of whom did not seem particularly thrilled about the development. Well, prayer group protesting the club outside the school on Sunday. Outlets, the media outlet was stating that in the U.S. media outlet, the people are extremely upset and disturbed. I guess I would be too. In the nation right now, you've got boys attempting to go into girls' bathrooms and reverse, but mainly boys in girls' bathrooms. She thinks that the parents are at their wits' end and that the after-school Satan clubs seem to be where they drew the line. Now, Disney, at the same time, this was the end of the month of January, the Disney Corporation has distanced itself from the conservative values of its founder, Walt Disney, in recent years, drawing criticism for the woke themes in the series of Star Wars sequels and spin-offs. Disney has sparked a twit storm after a clip of child actors spelling out, "We love you, Satan." It went viral. Twitter users are outraged at the scene from a new show on Disney Plus. The Twitter users were Disney Plus, the entertainment giant's TV streaming service. One cited it as evidence the increasing woke liberal corporation is promoting Satanism and other content that challenges traditional family values to kids. New Disney show for kids and "We Love You, Satan." They don't hide the agenda anymore. This is off of Twitter. So, now, from Europe, small town in Europe, it carries a chilling legend that the devil takes the form of a black dog they call Black Shuck, who is said to have once terrorized the congregation of St. Mary's Church in 1577. There are about 8,500 people living in the historic town of Bungay, and about 70 of those identify as devil worshippers, according to the 2021 census that asked residents to state their religious beliefs. Bungay, north of London, is a town that dates back to the Anglo-Saxon era and is lined with quaint Georgian buildings. I was very surprised to hear this. I have never come across a Satanist. And in the town, to my knowledge, said Tony Dawes, the town's mayor. Now, I'm going to say this. There's no way that this mayor would not know about any type of witchcraft in his city. So he's flat out telling you a lie. He knows. I suspect that he is, in my opinion, one of those in the coven that is part of this group within the city. He says, "The churches in this town are very well supported, and I am wondering if people with nothing better to do during lockdown decided to put down that they were Satanists. Now, this is the way in the occult world they cover for their fellow members. They deny it, and they play innocent, and they discredit, and they have some kind of an excuse. So Mr. Tony Dawes, in my observation, understanding that world to a small degree, is one of the group. Martin Evans of the Friends of St. Mary's Church added that he sees no evidence of Satanists at all. I can't imagine why anyone would put that down in the census, but we do have a lot of jokers around here. So Mr. Martin Evans of the Friends of St. Mary's Church, I suspect he also is one of the members of the covens. You know, these people have been good, and they're cunning, they're subtle, they're sharp, they're smart, and they know how to twist things and deny things, hide things, play innocent. No, he has to know the history of that little town, Bengay, or I guess that's the name of it, Bengay. Then there's a Chaplain Leopold. He's a co-runner for the Global Order of Satan in the UK. He explains there's been about a 200% increase in the group's membership in the last 5 years. Leopold, who is 30, says the majority of people who are joining are younger people who find traditional religions such as Christianity to be outdated, dogmatic, and stuffy. The 2021 census also found that more people under the age of 40 declared no religion, and they then identified themselves as Christians. More than half of the 27-year-olds in England and Wales identified as not being in any God marketing, in believing in any God, marking the first time in the UK that Christianity was pushed to second place. And this would be what would occur at the end, at the end of the age prior to Christ's return. Now, on yesterday's program on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, I had done a chapter out of Isaiah chapter 47, which talks about America and how America, at the very beginning, witchcraft was already part of this country at its inception, at its birth, to become a nation. There was witchcraft. The witchcraft came from Europe, from England. On the Mayflower, you had occult, very prominent members, the Collins family that were on the Mayflower, and others. Another individual, you remember James, the shooter at Columbine, James, trying to think of his last name, I'll get it here in a second. But his family, his father, the lineage comes back, his lineage came in over on the Mayflower. And the Collins family, I think I'd mentioned in the past that many of the Collinses that came over on the Mayflower ended up in the government of this country, whether it be national or in the early states. And James Holmes's father, the lineage came over on the Mayflower. Were they maybe members that were involved in initially starting the bringing in the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, these type of people into this country? See, this country has a history of very the history of this country is very prominent people being involved in these secret societies, which serve Lucifer, whether it be Freemasons. I'm not saying all Freemasons serve Lucifer, But the ones who are high up in the order, yes, they admit it. They don't like to talk about it. They don't like to admit it. But they know that the architect that they discuss, talk about, is not the architect of the universe. He is a different architect, not God. God is a creator. He's not just an architect. But they talk about someone else who is an architect, going back to the time of King Solomon, and even probably before that. So in this country, we can't deny any longer that this society is just like in England. Now there are, Christianity in England has taken number two position in England and Wales. And also, I believe in this country, you're going to see the same kind of pattern. Eventually, the witchcraft will be so prevailing by the young people of this country that have no background in the Bible at all. And it would be my generation had great understanding of the Bible. In a sense, my generation, the baby boom generation, would be the last generation that would have a deep background and thought of the God of the Bible. My children, or the children of my generation, it would begin the wane, the decrease in belief in God, the decreasing or a decrease in the knowledge of the Bible stories that most of these young people today, my generation and their children, or my children, it would be my children and grandchildren, would not know the stories of the Exodus. They wouldn't know the stories of Noah and the flood. They wouldn't have any idea of who Jesus Christ was, his death, the reason for his death, his resurrection, things of this along this line. They wouldn't know who the Apostle Paul is or the early apostles. They wouldn't have an idea of the miracles that Jesus Christ would perform and did perform while he was alive before he was crucified. They have no background in the Bible or the Torah or the Old Testament, but they would have great understanding of Harry Potter, all of the Potter movies, other movies that are involved in the occult, or that are presenting the occult. They are online. You know, they don't think, they don't, may not believe the devil is real. I have another program planned, which I'd like to get to at some point, and this matter of TikTok, but not TikTok, witch talk. And these young kids are going on witch talk. And they are learning and believe that there are these ways to do things, to begin to involve themselves with demons. And they have no, like myself, and even with my people that are my children's age, we knew better, most of us, than to get involved with the Ouija board. We'll be back in a second to continue The Present Truth, podcast 1360KHNC.com. America is going the wrong direction.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
So, we can't ignore. This nation is not going to ignore it any longer. The Christian people in all of these seven churches aren't going to ignore the witchcraft and the occult in this nation. That the children of the devil in all the secret societies have been able to, for centuries, hide the witchcraft of America. But they won't. They can't hide it any longer. We are in a time where Christ stated that what is done in secret will be brought out into the open, and he meant specifically in the time in which we live. The young people of this world, this nation, my generation, the baby boom generation, we are the I could say even to some degree, I'd be accurate in saying that we are the last generation that really has a great knowledge and understanding of the Bible, of the Holy Spirit, of the things at the time of the end, the who Christ was as an individual. But then our children, there began to be a decline in that understanding. And our grandchildren are now the ones who are beginning, because there is such a void of biblical understanding, understanding of God, there would be things would reverse. I guess that would be one way to phrase it. And rather than have a God consciousness, they would have a consciousness of Lucifer and of the occult, and they would give themselves to that. in preparation for the coming Antichrist. And they will readily accept and worship him. So the peak, the pinnacle of the understanding of the God of the Bible, the spiritual things of a holy and righteous God, have peaked with the baby boom generation, and even many in the baby boom generation, because they didn't continue in their studies, in their relationship with Christ, have also, you might say, taken a slide away from the reality of the Scripture, the reality of God, the experiences of God. And they also, and the Bible said, Paul the Apostle said, they would become apostate. In other words, not so much God-fearing, but life, the world, physical things would be more important, not spiritual things. In preparation for a complete sweeping away, like after a tsunami, everything is swept out into the deep. And this is what will happen with these young children, these young people, and those in my generation that have never felt that they needed to have any knowledge or experience of an eternal God, but rather many of whom began actually to, they were involved in the occult, and they are occult members, and they serve Satan. They are in very powerful, high, important positions in this government. You see, at the same time, the baby boom generation, the Jesus people came onto the scene. You had Mick Jagger, you know, and they actually would, themes to the devil. What was it? Symphony to the devil. Then you'd have Blood, Sweat, and Tears. The same. Songs to the devil. So you had two dynamics. Those in the music industry that were young, born-again Jesus people writing songs to worship and honor God. On the other side, you would have those who would begin to worship openly the devil and would just go a direction, like Christ said, straight is the path and narrow is the gate that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Wide is the path and broad is the path, wide is the gate that leads to perdition. This country is fulfilling the prophecies in the Bible. It began as a nation in witchcraft, and at the end, in Isaiah 47, like I stated on my program yesterday, eventually it would get to the point where the witchcraft would make this country very powerful. And the witchcraft would be why this nation would be judged eventually. And God even says there in Isaiah that, okay, you children of the devil, you have prayed for the leaders of this country, and the leaders of these countries have carried out the plans of Lucifer, but when the judgment comes and when God decides to destroy the country, go ahead and cast your spells, do your magic, look to the stars, look to the highways in the heavens, and see if you can save the country from destruction. And Isaiah says, God tells Isaiah, and Isaiah tells the world, no, you won't save the nation from the coming destruction. And on the program, I also stated that according to the Bible in Revelation 13, this country would be ruled by the coming Antichrist. This would be a country that would serve Satan at its very end in the last 3.5 years before his final judgment. It may be shocking to you, but I have to present it to you, because last night on the Academy Awards, J.D. this morning, he showed me some Twitter photos or just a little bit of insight as to what happened last night on national television. The children of the devil were able to honor Satan openly once again before the American people, and Satan's seat in this country, not only is it the United States government and the halls of power, but also the seat is in Hollywood. The culture and the evil that comes out via the culture rather than the political rule, you have rule two ways. Culture, and you get people to fall in love with a certain type of culture in a nation, you can rule that way. And here we see once again openly now on some of the Super Bowls, the coming Super Bowl, you're going to see something also in this coming Super Bowl, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo Knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Bob Cambrin here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
And there is a revolution coming, and the children that worship the devil aren't going to like to hear what I have to say, but there is a revolution coming. It is a spiritual revolution, and this revolution that is coming is what Satan knows, that before Antichrist takes power, there will be a spiritual revolution like something that has never hit the world before. And this is what the children of the devil fear more than anything. They know that something is coming. They don't know what. It has been hidden from them. And it's been hidden, for the most part, for many Christian believers also. But there is a move, a plan of God that is going to shake the occult world like it's never been shaken before. And God is going to use a company of God-fearing individuals in this country, and I don't mean 5 or 10 or 2 or 3 or 12 or 15. No, throughout the whole country, in every city, there are going to be Christian people who know their God that are going to speak out about this evil and Satan worship. Many people are going to get saved, and there's nothing that the devil worshipers can do to stop it. And I've talked about this on my program on Sunday before, and even the Christian people don't get it. They don't understand it. I have talked about it numerous times, and I'm going to talk about it in the future. I won't do it here on this program. But on this program, I have not, from the very beginning when I started with the Olive Tree, or with the Open Forum, and with the Olive Tree program, I have repeatedly mentioned the matter of the occult secret societies and the evil taking place in this country. Many of the pastors of the land, they can't do that. It will cost them dearly. But the people in this area, I have presented to them exactly what happened last night on the Academy Awards. This America, it is called the land of the plumed serpent. And in this land of the plumed serpent, you have all of these children of the devil that have quietly served Satan. And now they're not quietly serving him anymore. They're coming out into the open. And God said that he would force them to come out so that people would know who they are. So that people would know that the devil is real. And even the devil worshipers deny there is a devil. They just say that it's something they do for fun. No, you can't hide it. And the individuals that are Luciferians in this country that are in secret societies, they also have tried to hide who they truly worship. They do not worship and honor the God of the Bible. And so because of that, judgments are going to come on this land. Now, I will say this, that some of the judgments have begun that affect not Republicans only, but Democrats to a massive degree. And the judgments are, to a massive degree, the Democrat people have been targeted by the Luciferians, who are laughing at them because the Democrats are the ones who are the most fervent for wearing the masks, taking the jabs, taking the swabs up their nose, and they are being laughed at and mocked by their satanic rulers because they're complying and they don't realize it. And many of the Christian people have done the same thing. They haven't paid attention. They don't want to know what the virus is about, what the vaccinations are about, what the jabs up the nose are about, what this country is about. They don't want to pay attention. Many of the Christians don't know what timeline that we're in. Where I say we're in the last decade. But Fauci, this whole cabal of people, they have deceived the Democrats of this nation, and they know that the Democrats will obey them. They don't realize they have been deceived. The Democrat people are more deceived than the Republicans / conservatives. And Fauci, Obama, Obama too, Gates, all of these men who are running the world, they don't care if they target those who support them. They don't care. And the Democrats are the most... I worked in Boulder, 95% Democrat. They wore masks like they were ordered to do. We'll continue in a few minutes.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
It's electrifying.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy. In every life we have...
I know it's difficult to even believe, to consider, to entertain the thought that this nation is what I say it is, but it is. It's in the Bible. And because it's in the Bible, I'm just telling you the truth. You don't have to believe me. But the fact is the fact. You see what happened last night, which I didn't watch the Academy Awards. I was getting ready for today's program, doing other things. And I don't pay attention to that. I know it's all witchcraft, Hollywood. Then the Super Bowls in the past. And, the Grammys, I'm sorry. JD just gave me a note, Grammys. What was I thinking? And, I don't even know what the Grammys is. The Academy Awards, the Grammys, I don't know the difference. Geez, I should probably pay attention to the culture, don't you think? I should try to put things together in a proper way. See, now, the Grammys are... Well, I'll have to look it up. I don't know what the Grammys are. I'll have to look up the Academy Awards. I think the Grammys, I think I read JD's lips. I think he said music. Yep, he gave me a thumbs up. Thank God for somebody that knows what's going on in the world, huh? And the Academy Awards the Academy Awards would be the movies. Now, I know what the country awards are about because I used to be country. I was telling the guys over the weekend, I used to wear cowboy shirts with the pearl buttons. I used to wear cowboy boots. I liked them. And I liked everything about the cowboys except the hard work. I didn't like that. So, in the Super Bowls, you always see the witchcraft. It was kind of subtle to some degree, but not. And now, we have straight-out witchcraft, in-your-face Satanism, in music. So, I said Hollywood, scratch that, in the music world. Wasn't the Academy Awards. Doesn't matter. Music comes out of that area, and it is all, you know, you can't be a top, like one of my favorite bands. I can't remember the name. Clocks. Their song was Clocks. But they basically sold their soul to the devil. And that's what these people in music industry have to do. They have to make a commitment to the devil. Coldplay. Coldplay. All of them. In the world of the black music, going back into the 60s, you had to sign your soul. You had to sell your soul. It's in the open. And the what is hidden is now being revealed. It is coming out. I'm going to see what's going to happen this coming Sunday on the Super Bowl. I'll watch one football game during the year because I want to see the ads, the occult, what they're up to. I'll probably watch it. And I'm going to have a burger. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a burger, fries, and a soft drink. It's not going to have Zevia in it, though. It'll probably just have organic cane sugar. So, tomorrow we'll continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Did you miss the Medicare annual enrollment deadline? Don't worry. You may have options to make changes to your plan. Are you planning to retire this year? Are you turning 65 in the next year? If you have questions about Medicare, give me a call, 970-515-6882, to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
You may not think about your exterior paint on your home that often, but the truth is, it's the first line of defense to protecting your siding, trim, and everything else beneath that from the deteriorating effects of the weather. Sun, snow, moisture, wind, it all takes a toll. It's the biggest investment of your life, protect it. Paint is the first line of defense. Call me, Bucky, at Colorado Masterworks at 970-825-9305 for a free inspection, and if it's necessary, a free estimate. I'd be happy to help you out.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.